Keith Byrne is not the typical face shown on cable news stories about immigration enforcement. This week, the 37-year-old from Ireland was picked up by Federal Immigration Customs Enforcement in Montgomery County on his way to work. Ahead of highly publicized plans to arrest immigrant families in the coming weeks, his experience is a reminder that families are being swept up in increased enforcement without any fanfare. Here's WHYY's Laura Benshoff.
Keith Byrne is from Southern Ireland and has been trying to get a green card in the United States for nearly 10 years. His wife, Karen, a U.S. citizen, says though he's been rejected time after time, she was still shocked to find an immigration officer at her door Wednesday morning.
He said he was with ICE and that he picked up my husband and that he had his keys in his phone and he gave them to me and he said he'll contact you shortly. He's going to be detained.
Keith Byrne came to the United States in 2007 through what's called the Visa Waiver Program. He overstayed his legal permit and met Karen. They married in 2009 and are raising three kids. His petitions for permanent residency have been denied due to two small marijuana possession charges from when he lived in Ireland. Nicola Bell with the Irish Immigration Center of Philadelphia says it's hard to say how many people from Ireland, like Byrne, fall out of authorization in our area.
Nobody actually knows. People don't tell you that they're undocumented, you know?
The deportation of Irish immigrants, while small, has increased in recent years to nearly 50 in 2018. Official estimates put the total number of unauthorized Irish immigrants in the United States anywhere from 10 to 50,000. In a statement, an ICE spokesman said Byrne was arrested for failing to depart and is pending removal from the country. His wife, Karen, says if he goes, then she will too. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.